All aboard, let's go.
Bum, 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 bum,
Casey Jr.'s coming down the track, coming down the track with a smoky stack. Hear him popping, coming down the hill. Casey's here to thrill every Jack and Jill. Every time his funny little whistle sounds, everybody hurries to the circus grounds. Time for lemonade and crack-a-jack. Casey Jr.'s back, Casey Jr.'s back. Boom, 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 boom. Casey Jr.'s coming down to town, coming down to town with the circus clowns. Hear those lions, hear those elephants. Come, ladies and gents, to the circus tent. Every time that Casey Jr. rolls on in, you know it's time for all the fun to then begin. So every time you hear his little happy sounds, everybody hurry to the circus grounds. Time to jump for joy and time to cheer. Casey Jr.'s here, Casey Jr.'s here. Time for lemonade and cracker jack. Casey Jr.'s back, Casey Jr.'s back. Oh, 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 Casey Jr. here is back again.
Woohoo! And that was Genesis with Casey Jr.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
I love that you did this a cappella for one, because I have, and that's a really obscure song, so I doubt he could have found a backtrack anyway, but I'm really impressed by the a cappella-ness. The voices on this and the train effects were really cool, but oh my gosh, your girl voice.
That cracked me up. I'm sorry.
I know, it cracked me up too. It was, yeah.
You know, she has a name.
I noticed in the chat, it's like Janessa or something like that.
Yeah.
I had that written down.
Yes.
I don't know how he did that, but it was awesome. Yeah, this is just really, like, cute and super fun, and it made me smile. And yes, the girl part cracked me up, too.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this is just... Yeah, I loved it. It was wow.
Wow.
Wow is now an adjective.
Mind-boggling. Yeah. This, like, when I first, like, started listening, I was like, what is this? And because I heard the all aboard part, I was like, I don't understand. And then it got to, like, more of the, like, noises and the music parts, and I was like, oh my gosh. And then you got to the part where you started singing, like, the girl part, and my mind was blown. And I couldn't comprehend it. It was just insanity. I thought, yeah, okay, I just the whole singing the girl part just, like, blew my mind. I don't really, it's just, I don't even know. I thought this was really, really good and really cool that you did it a cappella and did all those parts. And your little woohoo at the end made me laugh.
But that's a really nice falsetto you got going on there, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is great. This is very impressive.
Yes, it was. All right.
Next up, we have
Soyella. Okay, I'm not going to even say the name of her song. You can say it.
It's With a Smile and a Song from Snow White. Yeah.
Yeah. I asked her what I did to deserve this. She just laughed.
Is this one of the songs you hate?
It's Snow White. I can't stand Snow White. Remember, she sounds like she's sitting on a dryer.
Yeah.
I told Soyala that she can sing this as long as she doesn't sound like she's sitting in a dryer, and she said she wouldn't.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, we'll listen to Soyala with A Smile and a Song.
Happy joy joy. Oh boy.
Leala, you didn't sound like you were sitting on dryer. So actually that was my first note. your little aw things, I don't know if they have a proper term. I don't know. I'm not a musical term person, obviously, but your little awe at the beginning, where you're, like, transitioning notes and all that, that was, like, really pretty, I thought, and it was pretty. I just thought this was really pretty overall. Like, you have very, it was more your classical theater-y voice, and I thought it was really, really pretty. Your instrumental was, like, bipolar. At least on my end, because it was really quiet at the first beginning part with the bird chirping, and then when you got to the actual singing part, it got really loud. I don't know if that was just me.
It's kind of supposed to be that way, but
it just got really, really loud, and I was like, holy crap, and I had to turn it down. But, so yeah. I just thought this was really pretty overall, and you didn't make, you made it to where it wasn't scary. So I really liked it, because I thought it was really pretty. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'm just going to say, I'm sorry, but as pretty as Snow White's songs are, I've always thought that Adriana Caselotti sounds like Betty Boop trying to sing opera.
Yeah!
She's just got that style of voice. And it's just, yeah, and I can't understand her ever.
No.
So my first my first note is, oh my gosh, I can understand what you say. And your yes. vocals didn't sound like they got stuck in the spin cycle of a washing machine.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
No.
Yeah. And yeah, this was just really pretty. Soyala, your head voice is just gorgeous. Oh my gosh. This was so beautiful. The song is, like, really, really hard, but you did a really good job on it. You just, it was fabulous. Your head voice was, like, so dainty. I really loved your tone, too. It was very princessy. I think that's what theater was getting at with your classical theater-y voice. Yeah, this was just really pretty. And Again, I say, I understood the words, and you didn't sound like you're super vibrato-y. But the, I don't know if that was, like, her actual vibrato or something issues with the recording quality of stuff back at the time, but, I mean, granted, it was the 30s, but, like, yeah, just, I've always thought Snow White, the audio on that was just really warped and warbled and weird. But now, yeah, so much better. So much better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And last but not least, we have
Skywish with Baby Mine.
Again!
From Dumbo.
But she did the Alison Krauss version.
Yeah. Which is a longer version.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's actually longer. It, like, repeats.
Yeah. So, here is Skywish with Baby Mine.
Sky, this was so beautiful, so pretty. Like, the emotion was perfect on it. The pitches were spot on everywhere. I didn't really have any pitch problems. Your mixing sounded really professional. I don't know what you did, but yeah. Like, this, I legit would go to the store and buy this on a CD. It's that, like, good. So I'm kind of excited I got to have it for free. Haha. about the only issues I had with this is, one, trim your silences, because there was like a 6-second pause before the song started and 8 seconds after, which makes for a really awkward pause when I've got it on repeat to critique. And yeah, some of your consonants were a bit sloppy, actually. Like, I have a couple of them written down. Like, the Loving You 2 in the first verse, the T was kind of slurred a little bit. And pretty much both times, but especially the first time, you said, but you're so precious to me. I don't know if it was the music drowned it out or something, but the B in the word but at the beginning got kind of lost. And towards the end, your baby of mine, the F, got a little lost. Like, I know you just have a tendency to get, like, in the song and, like, say your consonants real quiet, and then some of them get lost, either in the music or just your mic didn't pick them up or something. But yeah. But that's legit the only issues I have on this. This is, whoa, really pretty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought this was, like, gorgeous. Sky just needs to stop having such a cute voice, because I think it's, like, adorable, and she needs to stop.
She's on my list of people whose voices I'm going to steal.
Yes.
She, like,
I'm gonna mix, like, hers.
Her and Rochelle topped that list.
Yeah. We're just going to mix your voices together, and then we're stealing them, okay? Yeah, I thought this was, like, super pretty and awesome and pretty and awesome and, yeah. There were, like, a few parts with some of your, it's usually, like, the ones you hold out longer, some of your vowels, I think, sound just, like, a little wide, and I've heard that in quite a few of your songs, but I feel like, yeah, if you just rounded it out, it would be, like, perfect, and that didn't really take away from the song, because I thought your vocals were, like, so pretty on this, which is so pretty. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I don't know another word besides pretty.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Like, okay, I owe you and Melly both an apology, because honestly, you can blame Rochelle for this, because for one of her songs she did for the HCOE season 2 finale was Baby Mine, and like, her vocals and emotion and so forth were like basically perfect on that, because it's freaking Rochelle, what else do you expect? But yeah, so like, I listened to that on the hit singles, actually, because I don't think I kept up with HCOE to the finale, but I remember listening to it in the hit singles, and so I apologize, because I was like kind of comparing both of your versions to hers in my mind, and so that's what kind of helped some of the flaws stand out. Because it's just a really pretty song in general. So yeah.
It's pretty and depressing.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So those are all 6.
Mm-hmm.
And now Audrey and I must go put together scores and get rid of 2 of you. This is gonna suck.
Oh my gosh. My least favorite part of this show by far.
This is gonna suck.
This is gonna be like heart-wrenchingly painful.
It is. So, instead of us saying how bad it's gonna be, we're just gonna go ahead and do it.
Yeah, get it over with, like ripping a band-aid. gosh.
Okay, we will be right back.
All right, we're back. Oh my gosh. You guys are legit gonna make me cry. This is
so bad.
I know.
Like, we don't want to get rid of anyone.
Yeah. It's really sad.
It's upsetting.
Oh my gosh.
Like, you guys, I'm just gonna cry.
I think I'll survive, but I'll try not to
cry.
I'm
just gonna cry now. Imagine what will happen next week.
Oh, I know. No, imagine what's gonna happen at the finale.
She's gonna cry out a waterfall.
Yeah. Bring your umbrellas and be prepared for the waterworks, y'all. Yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah, so, like, we have to cut two people this week. There's only six of you. Oh my gosh, and we have to cut two. Oh my gosh.
This sucks.
So, how do we want to do this? Like, do we want to, like, save people?
Yeah, we'll save people, and then... Yeah.
Alright. Do you want to go first?
Sure. Okay, there were actually... Should we say scores or not? And what places and all that stuff?
At this point, I think we kind of can if you want to.
Okay. Tied.
Tied for first with
a perfect
score.
Out of 10. Ooh. Were Genesis and Skywish.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and save the obvious one. The immune person, Blackjack, actually had our lowest score of the night with a 6 out of 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then now we get down to the hard part. Because there's three of you,
the bottom three,
and two of you have to go. I don't want you to leave us! Stay!
The bottom three in no certain order are Musictastic, Soyala, and Melly.
Yeah.
This is hard, you guys.
This is really, really hard, because these are, like, some of my favorite people on this show.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I wish I'm with you guys since September.
I know. It's been, like, forever. Oh my gosh. But, yeah. And just, I would love to see all three of you make it to the finale, but only one of you can even make it to the next round. This really, really sucks. They're just sitting there, I bet.
They're like, oh my god, shut up.
Like, shut up and just tell us who's dead already. Not dead, but cut. You get the idea, I'm sorry.
You get it.
Anyway, oh my goodness. Alright, so I'm gonna go ahead and cut one person. This really, really sucks. I keep saying that, but oh my god. Alright. Melly, I'm sorry, but you actually had our second lowest score of the night with a 7.5. So that means you are eliminated this week. I'm sorry.
Daddy.
Please don't hate me. Alright, now, remaining, we have Musictastic and Soyala, and the two remaining scores are a 9.5 out of 10 and an 8.5 out of 10. So which score belongs to who?
The lower score, the 8.5, belongs to... Musical-tastic. Gosh, guys, this is upsetting.
I know. Oh my
I'm
gosh.
sorry, Alex. Oh my
Ah, I feel so bad. I had to
gosh.
cut like my two favorite girlfriend peoples off this show.
Oh, this is upsetting you guys.
Yeah, this is.
This just put like the biggest damper on my night.
I know, this is. Yeah, this is probably the worst cut of the show, I think, because, like...
I mean, we always say that we're upset to eliminate people, because we are.
But, like, this
but
time,
this one
it's, yeah, this time it's personal. Because these two are the ones that are, like...
Really active.
Yeah, they're the most active in the chat, and they're just always there and vibrant and happy and having fun. And they're always excited about the next rounds, and it makes me feel so bad to have to cut you guys this close to the finale, especially. Oh my god. Can we keep them in the chat? Do we have to kick them out? Because I know we've been kicking people out.
Oh, I don't kick people out. They kick themselves out.
Well, we did, like, our...
Well, when we did the mask cleaning,
When we got to, like, solo rounds, it's like these people... have been sitting in our chat since week one and not said anything. Make them go away.
Yeah, but the last two rounds, the last two rounds, they kick themselves out.
Yeah. If you two don't want to kick yourselves out, that's fine. We're happy to keep you here and talk to us. Yeah. Don't go!
Okay, this is really depressing. Okay, so
we need to
the people moving on to the final four.
The happy, 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 happy face. Oh my god,
happy
people
face.
Moving on
the
to
final.
Finale.
That's not the finale, honey.
Not the finale. Oh my god, I knew that. The people may be potentially moving on to the finale, which we still need to sort out stuff for the finale because it's going to be a little different than is on the list.
Yeah, so don't go by the list.
Yeah. List. I mean, not that round is still going to be in there, but it's not going to be the only song you have to do. Ha!
Yes. We're changing it up a little.
Yeah.
So,
another thing we're changing is we're cutting the sequel immunity because that would land somebody directly in the finale, which is just
which
unfair.
Is not fair.
That happened when we, like, had to take out rounds because people dropped. That may or may not wind up as an immunity next
season. Yeah. So, final four.
Yes, final
Blackjack,
four.
Soyala, Genesis, and Skywish. Oh yeah. Okay, tell them what the round is next.
All right. Next week, the semi-final round, not the finale, correction.
Not the finale.
Is going to be Sidekicks R Us.
Yeah.
This is another one where you have to do a monologue and a song, and it has to be performed by or including a sidekick character. We're talking, like... Iago in Aladdin, or, like, even the genie would count as the sidekick, I think, because he's not, like, the main protagonist character.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I bet the genie would resent that classification, but it's true. let's see, who else? Sebastian from Little Mermaid would be a good one. You could just do Under the Sea, for goodness sakes. He's got, like, an entire song to himself.
And please not everybody do that now.
No. Well, the genie, there's a friend like me. And, oh my gosh. Who other sidekick characters are there?
Timon and Pumbaa.
Yes, Timon and Pumbaa are sidekicks. Are there
any
female sidekick characters?
No.
That's sad.
Not really.
There should be female sidekicks.
So sexist.
I know. Gosh. Like, sidekick characters are usually, like, the comic relief kind of characters, and those tend to be, you know, the goofy
guys. Do you
guy.
Think females aren't funny? Jeez.
No, they think guys are goofier than girls.
Females can be funny. We can be funny.
Yes, but... yeah, we can, but... I would probably suggest that you, like, clarify with us. Or, like, consult with us to make sure your character counts.
Mm-hmm.
Because just because they're not the main character doesn't necessarily mean that they're the sidekick. So, yeah. And, I mean, these don't... okay, I know we've said this before for these rounds. They don't have to be from the same movie. They don't have to be the same character.
Yeah.
So... do what you will.
Be creative.
Yeah.
Because then you get brownie points. And everybody loves brownie points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brownie points are awesome and awesome.
They're awesome.
That was weird.
I hear a radio going off. So yeah. I don't think there's anything else to talk about. We're not telling you guys about the finale yet because we still have to work stuff out.
Yeah. We've got a surprise in store for you.
Bum, bum, bum. Well, I don't think we should put the bum, bum, bum music with
dun,
that.
Dun, dun, dun. Dramatic music. Worst cut in history. Okay. Let's.
Well, just imagine us on the finale. You guys are going to hear us going, oh my gosh, this is so hard for like 10 minutes.
We're all winners. We love you all. Oh my gosh.
You're going to hear that for 10 minutes straight.
Yeah. So be prepared.
Be prepared. Okay.
Sidekick, he's a villain.
Yes.
We did have a villains round, right?
Yeah. No.
Did we? I thought we did. Oh, come on. We need to have a villains round.
Did we?
We had a heroes and villains. We didn't have a straightforward villains round. That's one of the rounds that's definitely going to be around for next season.
Okay, well, we're already squaring out ideas for next season.
Yeah. So everybody that got cut, better and like, through the entire show, better audition next season.
Yeah. If you don't, then you lose all your brownie points.
Yeah. They don't... and they do roll over, but only for re-audition.
Yeah, you don't get them back. You can't keep them. Wait.
They're non-transferable. They're only valid for our show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't use them for other shows. That doesn't work.
No.
Brownie points are special for Wonderful Walt Disney.
I don't even know what their brownie points can be used for on our show, though.
I don't think they're used for anything.
I don't think so, either.
It would be fun to incorporate in, though.
Yeah.
But yeah. It's just something that makes you cool with us.
Yeah.
And people like being cool with us.
People just like being cool in general.
Yeah, that's true.
Being cool with us is just
being cool with us is...
this up now.
Yeah. Okay, so... thank you for listening to round 8 of Wonderful World of Disney. We'll be back next week with the final 4. Dun, dun, dun. Yeah. So we'll be back next week.
We'll be back next week for the semifinals.
Woo!
So I guess that means we could have called this round the quarterfinals?
I don't know. No.
Numbers and words confuse me. Anyway, yeah.
It's midnight. I don't feel like doing math.
Yeah. We're just going to leave y'all.
Yeah.
I sent us a redneck saying that just now.
Going to leave y'all.
I'm from Texas. I am allowed to say y'all. I am practically required to say y'all, okay?
We're going to leave y'all now.
Good night.
Nighty night.